Hey, Tom, how are you? I am live here from backstage at the Hollywood Bowl. And I'm here with an old friend of Roger's. They used to be in a band together, and Nick's out on the road with him. It's Nick Mason from Pink Floyd and currently drumming with Roger Waters from time to time. How are you, Nick?
I'm very good, thank you.
I think it's fantastic that you're out on the road. And as a bit of a historian, I did some research. The last time that you and Roger performed Dark Side of the Moon here at the Hollywood Bowl was in 1972. So 34 years later, are you excited and feeling any different, perhaps?
No, I think feeling rather similar. Just wondering whether I can remember how to play it or not, you know, after this long. No, it's actually really great to come back here because it was one of the sort of really important shows that we did in the sort of earlier days.
Now, I've always wondered because, you know, there was, of course, a time where Pink Floyd and Roger Waters were at odds, and the story that I heard was somewhere on a beach in Europe, Roger came up to you and pretty much surprised you. And could you maybe tell the story a little bit?
Yes, I can. It wasn't in Europe at all. It was actually a tiny island of the Caribbean called Mustique. The island is 1 mile by 2 miles. And I did actually know that Roger was on the island somewhere. It was slightly scary. And, it was a sort of big sort of New Year's Eve or after New Year's, a sort of picnic that they have for more or less everyone on the island. And suddenly these hands came over my eyes. And at the time, I couldn't think who on earth it was. But then the hands were lifted, and I saw the expression of astonishment on my wife's face and worked out who it was.
I could imagine we're probably equally astonished when you realize. But I think it's fantastic that you know, what's transpired since then, leading ultimately up to Live 8, which just must have been fantastic for all of you.
Yes, it was. And I think it was good for us, good for an audience, and good for all sorts of other people to actually show that it's not a matter of having to let everything go. I mean, I think there are a lot of issues that everyone's still upset about or pissed off about or whatever. But the big thing is that, if the occasion is right, then you can transcend your, differences and get on with it. And I think that's, I suppose at the end of the day, that's what I'm most proud of.
Absolutely. That was a spectacular day for, you know, every fan in the world. And certainly tonight and the next two nights are going to be very special nights for you. And, I don't want to keep you. You've got some dinner to have and some Dark Side of the Moon to brush up on.
Yeah, I think we'll go with the brushing up rather than having dinner. It's not very good for drummers to have a big meal before the show.
Okay, so my last question. Tell me a good drummer joke that you've heard recently.
Well, as a drummer, I don't do drummer jokes, of course. What I do are lead singer jokes, such as, how do you know it's the lead singer at the door? The answer is, he's got the wrong key and he doesn't know when to come in.
Thank y'all. Nick Mason, thank you very much. And Tom, there you have it, a very special moment here backstage. And, I will be talking to you later on, perhaps tomorrow.
Johnny, enjoy the show. And thanks so much for that. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Later, Johnny.